Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Here, everything's well-oiled. This is a well-oiled machine called the Good Day Program with Doug Steffen and my friend Jennifer Horn, along with Kara Schillen. We are here at your service and on your side. Right, ten, hut!
Wait a minute. Was I supposed to stand at attention?
Yes, of course. You're supposed to stand at attention and do the salute. The American salute.
I've got there a different right salute there. For you today, sir.
Okay, so the Erin Andrews situation, she has been awarded $55 million from the owners of the Marriott Hotel. She will not get $55 million. She'll be lucky to get $20, maybe $25 million at the end of the day. They will work this over again, because half of it was from the owners of the hotel, the other half from the guy that did the peeping, he doesn't have 2 cents to his name, so she's not going to get that half. And Marriott, or at least the local owners, will keep working this over in the courts. Here's their lawyer, a guy named Mark Dedman. Tell me what you think of him after you listen.
Well, the facts of this case, again, this, we have always taken the position, our clients have, that this was a crime, and Miss Andrews was a victim of a crime. That has not been in dispute. The question here was, who did that? We all agreed Mr. Barrett did that. The question was whether the hotel management company and or the owner of the hotel also were involved in that terrible act that Mr. Barrett committed because of an issue in the law called foreseeability. The hotel industry changed as a result of this. Subsequent to Mr. Barrett doing this, and keep in mind, this had never happened before and hadn't happened since. There are all kinds of measures that were undertaken after this was discovered, what Mr. Barrett had done, that have already been implemented. And as a result of that, again, it has not been repeated.
Really? Okay, well, let's see if you agree with that. After listening to a clip from last night's Inside Edition, they, Jennifer, decided to check and see if what the owners of the hotel claimed was true and that security measures have been changed. The question is, has it happened since? Measures have been implemented so that it wouldn't happen again. So listen to this and see if you think after you listen to this that they're a lying bunch of you-know-whats or not.
Back in 2009, Inside Edition conducted a test at the same hotel where Erin's ordeal took place, the Vanderbilt Marriott in Nashville.
I wanted to see if I could get a room next to another guest, please.
Jim Murray asked for a room next to a specific guest, his colleague Lisa Guerrero. When Jim arrived, the hotel confirmed Lisa was a guest.
She's already infected.
Jim wasn't able to get a room next to Lisa. It was booked, but they let him know he was close. Well, we wanted to know if hotel security is any different today. No. Ann Mercogliano checked into the Marriott Marquis in the heart of New York's Times Square.
Here we go.
A half hour later, Les Trent called the same hotel to book a room next to Ann's.
I'm hoping to get next to a friend of mine who's also checking in this afternoon.
Here's what happened when Les checked in.
That's next to her room then?
Yep.
So what's changed since the last time we conducted that test? Not much. I asked for a room next to my colleague Ann Mercogliano. Now, they don't know we know each other, but they gave me a room two doors down. Hey, Ann.
Now, oh, hi.
Did anyone say to you that someone had asked for a room next to yours?
No, no one's called me.
No one called.
No one's come by, no.
The hotel being sued by Erin Andrews says in a statement, since the incident in question, the Nashville Marriott at Vanderbilt has changed management. The new management company requires and enforces a strict adherence to policies regarding guest privacy and as such has implemented additional safety and privacy measures. But if what happened to us is any indication, things don't seem to have changed much else.
A spokesperson for the Marriott Corporation said, quote, our policy is that requests for connecting or adjoining rooms must be verified by both parties before the request should be granted. We will reiterate this policy to our hotels.
Really?
Good luck.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, she may not see as much of it, but I think $55 million has to send a message, doesn't it?
I would sure as heck send a message to me, but then silly me, what do I know? I'm telling you, These people, sometimes their arrogance gets the best of them. So let's understand what people are saying and thinking about this from at least social media point of view, Jen. Here are some things that have appeared. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day. And Nicole writes, good for her. Nice to see a survivor of sexual assault get some justice. Dan writes, first of all, I seriously doubt that Barrett has any money, so that award is useless. My question is, should Windsor Capital Group have known that this guy was her stalker and a danger to her? Because if the evidence didn't prove that and the jury just acted out of emotion, that'll get overturned. In the end, she'll probably settle with Windsor for some amount instead of having this thing dragged through the appeal courts for years. Guy won't pay her a nickel. Carrie writes, she's a public figure. He specifically requested the room next to her. Additionally, he got her room number in the first place by simply calling from a hotel phone and asking to be connected. The room number then displayed on the phone. This is unsafe for any guest. Cheryl writes, this isn't about money. It's about making the people who did it suffer enough that somebody else will think twice before they do it. Yeah? Jordan writes, revenge isn't sweet. It's green. Has dead presidents all over it. And can buy you a private jet. Paul writes, good for her. It's disgusting that any of this happened in the first place. All right, you want to wrap this, Jennifer, from your point of view?
Well, I think it's more of the same. I think I'm glad to see that she won. I think that it sends a message that people need to do some serious work because what happened to her was unacceptable. Mm-hmm. But do I think she's going to see much of it? Probably not. But, you know, I think for her it was less about the money and more about making a point.
Yes. Well, but then they tried to make a point of the money by saying, well, you know, what disgusted me more than anything else was the point of view put forth by the people who run the hotel, or at least the lawyer who
didn't try to make benefit from all this publicity.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Please.
Hello. Yeah. Can you imagine getting away with that? That's why I said when I told Bob when he's putting the trip together, when I bring Meredith back from Florida, the first of next month, no Marriott hotels. I don't stand in Marriott hotels. And anytime I do a trip, whether he puts it together or whether I'm going somewhere around the world, I'm not going to do it. I think that there is a lesson that needs to come out of this. And in my mind, that's what the lesson is. How'd you like to have simply beautiful skin around your eyes? Do I have your attention? How do your eyes look this morning, my dear?
Little puffy this morning, Dougie.
Puffy this morning. How about Kara? What kind of eyes do you have this morning?
Yeah, mine are probably about the same.
A little puffy, eh? Here's something that's better than anything. There are a lot of people who are using Botox for their forehead, but you know that people have been using it around their eyes as well? Ooh, I would think that would be kind of dangerous. Anyway, what I have for you is information about an exclusive product called Genucel, which is an all-natural treatment that comes from apples. Apple stem cell therapy. Advanced peptides are in this. It's an all-natural product. Amazing in that it gets rid of the bags and the puffiness and the lines around your eyes, so you'll have simply beautiful eyes. And there's just, I guess, three steps to this. First of all, you have to recognize you have a problem. Secondly, you have to decide you want Genucel. And third, you call 800-543-9262. Maybe there's a fourth step. You get it, you put it on, and you like the results. How's that? 800-543-9262. And I think you'll be impressed with the customer service as well. So this is a product that's proven effective. It's incredible in that in 12 hours, you'll see a difference. And this has been verified any number of times. So rejuvenate the skin around your eyes. No expensive surgery. This is a very inexpensive way to get dramatic results. Smooth skin under your eyes and around your eyes by using Genucel, which you can get at 800-543-9262. There'll be a lot of before and after pictures. I know that. And the after is what you're going to like. Intelligent ingredients for your skin. Is that who intelligent? What are they? That's John Tesh,
that's
right?
That's really good.
Do you like that? 800-543-9262. One more time. 800-543-9262 for great looking eyes.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How about an easy way to make your boss and coworkers appreciate you more? Granted, hard work is key, but for the extra edge, you might want to try this. Here's the social science of it. They're called emblems, and the more you can have around you, the better. For instance, want to be seen as a loyal coworker? Then put a picture of your doggy out for all to see. Dogs are emblematic of loyalty. Pictures of family members do the same thing. Also, put up a pennant or display some memorabilia associated with your favorite or your boss's favorite sports team. What's the cheap psychological trick? You know, you can tell everyone you're a loyal team player and they may believe you, but it's better to show it without words, and believable emblems say it louder than words. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The next time you eat a steak or suck the meat off a chicken bone, consider this job posting from the USDA trolling for a food inspector. Quote, food inspectors are involved in post-mortem inspections of animals or poultry. The inspector must stand on slippery and uneven floors while performing the inspection of animal carcasses and body parts, which are pulled by a mechanized chain through the plant. Water of 180 degrees Fahrenheit and high-voltage electrical stimulators are in the inspector's proximity. Viscera inspection activities require the USDA inspector to palpate and slice organs while standing at a moving table. In addition, the inspection work requires the ability to detect product abnormalities through smell. Who says old-fashioned USDA work isn't fun? This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Daytona Bike Week.
Laurel Davern, Buffalo, New York.
Why Daytona?
No snow.
And?
I'm having a great time. Just got here, staying up at the Hilton, seeing a lot of great people, a lot of great bikes. Looking forward to hearing some music. Going to be a great time.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Carolina Biker.
Name's Bishop, Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte Buffalo Soldiers and Troopers. The organization that upholds the legacy of the Buffalo Soldiers. We do charitable organizations. We promote motorcycle safety. We keep up the legacy.
My name is Clayton Gomez, and I'm from Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. It's my first year here at Daytona Beach. Amazing. Excellent experience. I'm going to try to come every year.
American Biker Minute.
Really love it.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
18 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Lots of remembrances, Jennifer, of Nancy Reagan. Did you talk about this much yesterday on your local program?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Some of the people responding online here, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter Good Day, social media comments from Margaret. I remember how viciously she was attacked by liberals when Reagan first came into office, but she was right to restore the White House to elegance, and her devotion to her husband was something any woman could understand, even if you were on the side on the other side of the aisle, and I was back at that time.
I'm so taken aback by the negative stuff that was said on social media. Bernie Sanders put out a really nice tweet, you know, pay to the first lady was so important, blah, blah, blah. Bunch of his supporters wrote back and said, who cares? I'm glad she's dead. She was in, you know, in trouble for screwing up drugs and the penal system and blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, I don't necessarily agree with Jimmy Carter, but when he passes, I'll be sad because... people all live and die the same, you know? It's not political.
Yeah. Well, those people will get their comeuppance when they meet the Grim Reaper themselves. Chris just wrote, just R.I.P. Tambry wrote, she was a lady of pure class. May she rest in peace. Ronnie said, remembering how much she loved her husband. Very touching when they placed his coffin at the foot of his tomb and Nancy was there at his side. 21 after the hour. Food for thought here on Good Day.